KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Home Depot can help you build your very own animal house. See what we mean at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, this weekend at the Plano Center, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:51 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. Ticket Stock comes up this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday out at the Plano Center. That's on Spring Creek Parkway in Plano, a little bit to the east of 75. Hopefully you're planning to drop by at some point during the 3 days. Doors open at 5 on Friday. Presentation that day. You can see the last 2 hours of it. And also 10 a.m. on Saturday and noon on Sunday. So everybody come to Ticket Stock. It is time to tear into a very special brand new CD release. And the CD we're going to be looking at today is the new CD from the great band, Sorta.
Benny's Band.
Yep. Hot new record came out yesterday. They got the Big Observer this week, talking about their lead singer and what a sensitive ponytail guy he is. Which is great. I'll tell you what, the band's... I don't know if you ever expected your little crappy Sunday night Barley House band to get as much press as it has in the last couple of years, but you guys get a lot of good press, Danny.
It's probably because of the Ticket.
Well, we never play any songs or anything,
don't.
No? Mm. And we pretty much make fun of it more than anything, so I don't think it's because of the Ticket.
Okay, guys, I'm not going to allow you to sit over and downplay.
Okay, I won't.
I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Trey is a very good songwriter, and the band is very good. I agree.
True. You got a good band.
Very good band.
You got a good thing going on.
Normally,
right,
you're freaked
good
out.
Good players.
And you don't want this platform of the Ticket to spill over.
Well, this is nice of you boys to do.
Well, it's because you have cool people in the band.
Right.
You know, they're snarly.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
And sly.
And slick.
What? And horny.
Yeah.
No, not much going on down there these days, Greg.
Well, whatever.
Why else would you be in a band?
Free beer.
This is the old person band. See, that's the thing, is that the band, everybody's over 30, which is very odd for a band who's making a lot of waves in the press. Most bands are like, you know, all in their early 20s or something. But I think it's cool that you guys have... You know, everyone's been in bands before, and nothing's really worked out, per se, and now you guys have got together, and something's working out. You're playing South by Southwest next month, which is very cool.
Kick it.
Yeah, they don't invite just anybody to that, do they?
Pretty much, they do.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make Danny...
Go ahead and look at the band list. There's about 6,000 bands. No, they don't. That's a big deal to get invited there.
Petty Theft's playing it, too.
Matter of fact, that's where the old 97s got their big break, was at South by Southwest. They played a nice gig down there and got signed, like, the next month or something like that. So it could happen with Danny's band. But anyway, the new record, it's their second record. It's called Little Bay. We thought we'd spin a few tunes.
Any significance?
Little
that,
Bay? I thought it was Little Bag.
Little Bay.
Oh.
Little Bag.
Yeah. Any significance in that, Danny?
I believe it's a vacation spot that Trey, the singer, used to go to when he was a little kid down in the Gulf somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, do you have any writing credits on this, Danny?
I believe all songs written and produced by Sorta. It's a group effort. But he pretty much writes everything.
Mm.
But he gives everybody credit. He's a nice man.
Because when y'all hit it big, I want to know who's making the money.
It'll be him.
Well, then you need to get in there right now.
I know. I'm trying.
Start right. You know, put in diarrhea.
I mean, I just wrote a song a second ago.
Yeah. I mean, it took no
what
time.
What was it?
Get low. Get low. And
get low and slap your bitch.
So. You'll be rich, man.
I know.
Think of the publishing possibilities, Greg.
I know.
All right, so I make no efforts to hide my fondness for y'all's band. I think you guys are great. So one of my favorite songs that y'all do is this one we're playing here called, I guess it's the title track, Sweet Little Bay.
Kick it.
Sucks.
I don't even
nice?
That is just nothing but good right there.
Is that a pretty song?
It's really good.
I love that song. It's pretty.
It's a very good song.
Do you like that Rick 12 mic?
Very nice.
Everybody needs a guy like your lead singer in the band, too.
What do you mean?
You know, because he's surrounded by a bunch of horn dogs. He's the stable, at peace songwriter, you know?
Is he?
The guy who kind of keeps things in check, I guess.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he is. I don't like him because he's too good of a man.
I guess. He really, really loves his wife.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I'm just kidding.
All right, let's move along.
And they're pregnant.
Yeah. There's going to be a little tray running around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this song is called World at My Feet.
That's a good song.
Now, when you open up the sleeve, it says, you know, who they think. So let's just see if we are thanked and where we are thanked.
We won't be because that's band Danny.
Let's see how far down the list we actually are as far as Danny goes, because I'm sure he had a lot of say in this.
I had none.
These are the most valuable players. So way to tie it into sports, Danny. Our supportive, tolerant families, all who have been listening, everyone at Last Beat, Elvira and the Party Monsters.
Who's that?
It's a pinball machine.
Gene, Schwed, Jenkins, Winfield, Johnson, Robin Hood, Brent, Monzi, Cole, Nab, the Kansas contingent in its entirety, the Jeff Jones player, the Sham Parsons player, the Blow Aces players, the players formerly known as El Scorcho, Victor, Salim, Allison, Zach, Walonski, the whole Dallas Observer staff, Josh Venable and Jesse Jessup and all at KDGE, the Good Show, the Hardline.
The hard line.
You save the best for last.
Hey, he didn't have to mention this at all.
And in parentheses, and P1, spelled P-E-E-O-N-E-S.
And screw the P1.
It's very nice that Danny didn't include us in there.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do it.
No.
I know he likes to keep everything separate.
It's hard to do, isn't it, Mike? Keeping your band scene separate from your work scene.
Not for me, it ain't.
Michael! Alright, so let's listen to one more track before we go away. This is...
Thanks for doing this, by the way. This is nice of you boys.
Well, you earned it.
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Neither did Mike.
Well,
I had to pay him each money.
Thanks, Corby.
Yep.
This is called Laugh Out Loud.
What? It is?
in parentheses, Georgie.
Oh.
You don't know that?
Mm-mm.
Are you kidding me?
No, I thought it was called Georgie.
No.
And it is after, it's named after George Dunham.
It is?
Yeah.
No way. Well, here it is.
You'll like this, Greg. It's kind of southern rocky.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice, man. Yeah. And I believe you can pick this CD up at Mott's, Beefers, and Piggly Wiggly.
And truck stops.
And all truck stops. Where is it? Where can you get it?
Gosh, Good Records on Good Latimer, the Virgin Megastore, Tower Records, CD World. You can get it online at cdbaby.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to overtake Norah Jones this week?
No, Greg, we'll probably sell about 12 copies, but thanks.
Legitimate question.
Sorta, and the album is called Little Bay.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, 6:04 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Back into A-Rod next.